Shut up and watch this.
Ancient evil is awakened.
This could be very bad.
And the future of mankind will hang in the balance.
We've got to do something.
We can't. Only Hellboy.
From Mike Mignola and Guillermo del Toro comes the newest chapter in the Hellboy animated series.
Over here, ugly.
Are gods of darkness.
Out of my way! Destiny is overrated.
Hellboy animated, blood and iron.
Hello and welcome once again to Shut Up and Watch This, your semi-regular podcast on all that is geek and good in the world today. I am your host for this hellish episode, Paul Logan Blaze Anderson. And joining me are two special people, two gifted people. To paraphrase a line from the episode of the film we're about to see, if there are things that go bump in the night, these are people who will bump and possibly grind back. On one hand, we have the bartender with the off-purple hand of beer pulling of Doom, Tricky.
Hello. Paul, your intros are getting more and more worrisome.
Worrisome in what way?
Right, I'm not bumping and grinding you. I'm sorry. But that's where I draw the line.
Do you have an off-purple hand of Doom?
Well, I don't talk about that.
Well, if you sit on it long enough... No, not going down there. And on the other, we have the fire starter of fandom. The redhead, ravishing redhead, Miss Slick!
Hello. I'm not bumping and grinding either. I will bump back against evil, but I'm not grinding against it.
Even if it's a good-looking bit of evil?
Oh, I have my own bit of
grinding.
Not evil, but, you know, naughtiness to grind against.
Yes, you do, and he is a...
In stew, so I don't need that.
You don't need that. You really don't need that. Leading
it's
you
not
back.
Evil, it's just a bit naughty.
Excellent news. I did not mean it any other way other than that was good to hear. Before you breathe any more, you know, double entendre into that from that laugh that you had there. Right. Hello, people. You are going to join us during our Western Animation Month. Yes, it's Animation Domination Month. Yes, that's the best name I could come up with. Deal with it.
You stole that from...
Did I?
Yeah.
Somebody uses it over here. I can't remember. Is it... Oh, no, it's Fox. They've done that with their...
Did they?
Their Sunday nights, you know, where they have, like, you know...
He is Family Guy
English
and...
Family Guy. Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yep, Animation Domination Sunday.
Oh, okay. I'll keep it, but we'll say not to Fox.
I don't think you have any worries from Rupert Murdoch at this point. So.
I worry about Rupert Murdoch a lot, so, you know... For other reasons, possibly, maybe he has numerics on his head, you know. 616, possibly somewhere on his body.
Just don't go. If you hear weird sounds on your phone, get a new one.
Yeah, notice 616, which is the proper number of the Beast People. And as Tricky highlighted, yes, the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, they did that. I remember they said that on QI, that 666 was actually not the number of the Beast. Like, somebody had done the maths wrong at some point.
It was actually
616.
It's that possible misconception. Yes, it is 616, which is really weird. When was the universe... Was it... who made up the Marvel Universe's numbers in the original one?
Oh, I have no idea.
Army wants to think Alan Moore was the first one to do 616. It would fit him.
It would, yeah. We need Stu to do Alan Moore now.
Yeah, I'm not even trying that.
No. He does it too well. Okay, anyway, you join us on our animation I'm keeping it. I like it.
Go for it.
Animation Domination Month. And the show we are here to cover is the 2007 animated reunion for Del Toro's favourite team of Spookbusters. Yes, we have Hellboy Blood and Iron. Oh, yes. And as we do in our shows, I will ask our beautiful guest hosts, and I mean that both of you, because you are beautiful people in your own shape and form. When did you first come across Hellboy Blood and Iron? And I'll start with you, Slick.
Oh, that's a good question. Not really all that long ago. I didn't see them. I don't even know if they aired on television originally, didn't they?
Yeah, Cartoon Network.
Yeah, okay, that's, yeah. I did not see them on TV. I saw them well after the fact. I think I was completely unaware of them, and I was like, oh, somebody told me about them, because I love Hellboy so much. And I was like, oh. So I ended up getting, like, both this one and the first one, because this one, I think, was the second one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm forgetting the name of the other animated
show. Sword of Storms.
That's it, Sword of Storms. Sword of Storms, I think I got both and watched them, like, back-to-back, and definitely preferred Blood and Iron.
I was going to say, this feels like it's more superior animation.
Oh, yeah. Well, the story in Sword of Storms has a good origin, but it just kind of petered out for me. I wasn't as interested. This story I find more interesting, so. Mm. But, yeah, I probably somewhere after the fact, just got them and watched them and was like, oh, can we have more of these? Lots of more of these.
So. Coolios. And you, Tricky.
I love the Hellboy stuff. I was reading the comics when they were coming out, when they were actually Hellboy comics, not BPRD. This is actually based on the comic story. It's based on the Wake the Devil storyline, which I think was 2005-ish.
It wasn't that far behind the original, no.
No.
Not far behind the animation, I meant to say, yeah.
No. But I saw this when it was first shown in 2007, and then I bought the DVD. And the DVD comes with a 32-page comic, which is another little adventure into that.
I just checked for you. Actually, we're both wrong. Wait the Devil was 96.
96? Bloody hell.
Yeah.
I read it in the early 2000s.
Same here. That's why I was confused.
But yeah, I've been reading him for a long time. Really like it.
Excellent. Myself, similar sort of path as yourself, Tricky. I think I was still reading SFX, and I saw little, like, the pictures of them doing the animation for this, and I'm going, oh, it's cute! I want to see this, it's cute! I want to see a cute Hellboy kicking ass and going, you know, crap. A lot. And yes, I was drawn to this. Same as yourself, I think this is a more superior of the two animations. Are we hearing there's going to be more? Because, you know, the cast is always keen, as it were. It's one of the things about it. You have a core group of the actors who are still always very keen to take up the role. And
so you have heard that there's more?
I'm hearing that there's the keenness there.
Well, yeah, because we do keep hearing teasing tidbits that, you know, Del Toro would like to make a third film as well. But,
The origin of these was to promote the second movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we do get a third one, it could happen.
I think we're in a different age now, though, for animation. We really are. I think we've come to the point where they stand on their own. DC and Marvel have shown standalone animations of their films can carry themselves now. So I think if there is still the potential, Del Toro, could he direct?
Oh, anime? Film or no film, there's still potential, you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a money thing, though, isn't it? You'd have to get the money together to actually make this viable in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, Dark Horse are in trouble.
Oh, yes.
So I don't see them.
Not through any fault of their own.
No, it's
basically the Disney issue.
Yeah, they've lost the goose, they've lost the golden egg. They have a problem.
They have lost the force.
Yes. So whether or not they could convince a production company to license it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the what kind of numbers the DVDs did. Probably more after the second film came out, maybe even.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah, but God, I hope so. Because that's what I loved about these anime things. It was the perfect marriage of Mignola's Hellboy with Del Toro's Hellboy.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean? You get the mixture of it because it's, oh, God, Mignola's artwork. I just, whenever I read the comic, I just want to live in that world. It's just, oh, God. I don't know, just something about it aesthetically. I fucking love it. Like watching Amazing Screw-On Head.
Ah, yes. Which could turn up on this as an additional commentary at some point.
Oh, my God, I didn't even think of that. I wouldn't want in on that. But, yeah, that the potential of what could have been with that was amazing. But that one episode was brilliant.
Was not meant to be. But anyway, okay, before we go any further, for the people listening, as I say, we're going to be watching the 2007 issue. We have, as is in nature, we have the a file, we have the video all set up. We've gone past the menu screens. We are at a black screen just before Starz Media comes on. So if everybody is ready, I think this is a good time for us to do a move over to a countdown and we can watch the film and revel in the glory that is Hellboy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blaine!
Revolution Studios. Now, Revolution Studios, they do some good stuff, I still think.
It's a baby Hellboy.
You're so cute! It really.
Oh, the divine voice of John Hurt.
I know. Yeah. He worries me now, though. He's getting old. And they're like, no, don't get old.
He feels like he's been old for a long time, though.
I know, but it's like...
It kind of makes him feel immortal.
Yeah.
He's not.
No, it's the same as when you see Christopher Lee. You think, you're getting old. Don't, no.
You have to say, I mean, that is the standout thing of this, is the quality of the cast.
Mm.
Yes. Indeed. They got everybody, like... The only one they didn't get of the major characters for the films was Jeffrey Tambor, who plays Manning.
Yeah,
but you have the main four. You have John Hurt, you know, Ron Perlman, Selma Blair, and Doug Jones, which I was thrilled about.
Just tell me, this the only sort of thing that always reminds me, this very, even this, with the music and the visuals, I can't help thinking of Tales from the Crypt, sorry.
Yeah, it is reminiscent of that, it definitely is. Yeah.
I will say this now, I'm not a fan of Selma, as a voice actress in this. She's a good actress. I think she's. It shows that she's, you know, of the other cast. She hasn't got a voice that works well without her facial expressions. If you know what I mean.
Well, she is kind of a more understated actress, and it might not translate so well to voice acting. So yeah, I could see that. Mm. But Perry Gilpin's in this, who was Roz on, you know, Frasier, and of course you had David Hyde Pierce voicing Abe in the first movie, so that's kind of interesting. You've got a couple of Frasier alumni in here.
Yep,
they get up out of it.
And you've also got Paulson.
Indeed, we do.
Ray Delisle. There's a lot of Cree Summer, a lot of veterans. Yeah.
Yeah, Penny from Inspector Gadget. What more could you want?
Who voiced Penny? Was that Cree Summer?
Yeah, it's Cree Summer.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Bless him, though. Having listened to Rob Paulson's podcast all the time, you realise while he does do a lot of voices, many of them still sound like him. Which is a little disturbing now, I think. Yeah, that's Rob Paulson.
Not a lot of voice actors can do that. Like, John Benjamin does it. He voices Archer and Carl on Family Guy, and he does Coach McGurk on Home Movies. and he's Bob on Bob's Burgers.
Ah.
But it's always just his own speaking voice. He never affects any kind of voice. It's kind of funny.
Well, if it works, it works. But it's just when you have that disconnect when you hear something that you're familiar with.
Well, they did do a funny thing. The first season, or the new season of Archer, just started like a couple weeks ago, and the first episode, he's basically playing Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Excellent.
It's like his character's got amnesia, and he thinks he's this guy who runs a burger joint. It's really funny.
That's awesome.
And as I say, what happened on the screen? I think Cyber Minotaur is joyous to look at.
Yeah.
It's I've always thought that Mike Mignola has a thing about prosthetic limbs.
Well, it's like Wink in the second film, you know? Mm-hmm. With that retractable fist, you know, on the chain.
I'll say this now and get it out of the way.
Yeah.
For me, Hellboy is not really about the story.
It's the attitude.
It's about the characters.
Yes, it's the characters, it's the journey.
Mm.
Yep.
The reason why I love the comics specifically are that I love sort of folklore and fairy tales. All of that is really what kind of rocks my boat, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the fact that they just take the most bizarre kind of almost forgotten things and turn them into these plot points or storylines.
Because it's not like a Monster of the Week type comic. It's their things are there, and they, like I say, they have the obscure things, but it's only sort of as a background to the like the character journey.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the better ones are the one-shots for me, where you just get Hellboy trying to work out who he is and what his destiny is and what that means. Mm. And he's just traipsing through Europe, he's in Ireland, he's wherever, and things just happen to him whilst he's there.
Yeah.
See, that's what I've had, like I think it's five anthologies or five graphic novels, like, downloaded on my computer of Hellboy stuff, and I really need to get to, I got so much stuff to read.
Oh, yeah. Enough.
I really need to get back to the Hellboy stuff, because I just started on that. It's like, oh, as much as I love that artwork, I should really be caught up on reading that.
Thankfully, well, I say thankfully, but because, how can I put this? They don't pump out as much as they did. You'll be able to catch up quickly.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Inhale graphic novel. I'm not getting the Trek Weeklies. I'm just going to collect that with the rest of them. So, go through it.
I'm keen on that Inhale one as well, yeah.
Returning to the film at the moment, this is a very weird way of doing... They've got a parallel story.
Flashbacks in reverse chronological.
Exactly. It really throws you out. It really, to be honest, a little bit, because it's not how you'd expect it to happen. And does it? What's your feeling on that? Because it feels disjointed at times, and it's not so much that it throws you out, but it makes you aware of it more.
It's essentially Memento.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same storytelling technique. Mm-hmm. You're lost at this point because you need to realise that Professor Broom is young here.
Mm.
If you don't realise that, you think it's taking place simultaneously.
Yes. Because there's no sort of like, so many years ago type thing.
It doesn't, and it doesn't say 1939 or anything either, does it? So it's like, you don't realise it's gone back that far immediately.
Of course, we are treated to, well, this is essentially the Balfoy castle, as it were. No, it's never actually called that.
That's a hell of a mustache.
This is actually based on a real woman.
Yeah. Elizabeth
Countess Erzsébet Báthory, yeah.
Báthory, I can never pronounce it, Báthory.
Yeah, and in Transylvania, supposedly had 300 like women put to death in human sacrifice in the early 1600s. It's like, what?
And the subject of quite a good Hammer film.
Which one?
Mistress. Ah, I forgot her name now. I can see it in my eyes. Bear with me. It's going to bug me now. Anyway, keep talking amongst yourself.
Okay. It was Alan Moore who came up with the 616, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, she fell over.
You talk about that mutton chop tash combination there, Turkey?
Yeah, that's a strong man who can pull that off.
Stu's done that.
Exactly, a strong man.
Yep.
I thought you meant Stu's done that, what, run a bath of blood?
No, I should hope not. Oh, God. I'll start to worry.
It's how he stays young.
A bath of blood? Should we be worried? Uh-oh.
You should never keep flashing back to a picture. The picture, you know, is going to make some scary stuff. This is... Sorry, go on.
It's the typical cowardly priest.
Yeah.
I've got faith. It's gone. See ya.
I know. It's like this priest, man, his faith is just...
It was Countess Dracula with Ingrid Pitt. I could see the damn woman.
Oh, for God's sake. Stop thinking about it. It'll come to you.
No, that's what it is. It's Countess Dracula with Ingrid Pitt.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't remember if it was Mistress Dracula or whatever.
I can't get over the fiancé's toky moustache. He's spitting to whip out a guitar.
Toky Wartooth.
He's got toky Wartooth moustache.
Plus the little Monte Cristo beard.
Oh, do it. Oh, one of you please do a toky voice now. Is that definitely Stu that can do that?
Trying to think of something to say. Stop copying me. Stu does it so much better. He does Toki and Murder Face perfect.
See, this whole segment is very Hammer at the moment. It is your very stereotypical introduction to a vampire film. It's like you say, you had the cowardly priest and everything like that.
Cowardly priest who's called Lupescu.
Foreshadowing.
The Romanian word for loop, you know, like lupine.
Yeah.
Got to see where that's going.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
You might as well call him Priest Fangface.
Right. Can we ask a question? Why are they here at night?
Particularly as they know that it's a vampire they're after.
Exactly. He's tooled up. He's got the hammer. He's got the stake. And he's turned up at fucking midnight.
That is a good question, because you would think Broom would know better that, you know, like, if you're going to hunt a vampire, you always do it in the daytime to have the advantage.
But the only thing I think of is in the next major flashback, you do have the police saying, yeah, we've dealt with vampires before. They're cocky.
Yeah, there is that. But it's still stupid.
It is stupid. You wouldn't get James Woods doing this.
Well, like any, like, you know, any good, you know, horror film, it doesn't work without stupid white people moves, so... Look at these magic candles. They just appear when you need them.
IKEA delivers.
It's the clapper. She doesn't dodge very quickly. It's like he's already said, holy water. And she doesn't go, I'm going to get out of the way then.
I want him to be cool. I want him to take a little swig. Then throw it at
her. Or spit in her face with it then.
Yeah. Act like it's booze. Like it's, I got some whiskey in here. No, it's not. It's only water. Take this.
Now, this is the bit. We're not really laying into it, but this is very much very what you'd expect from a horror film. This is an excellent scene, but it's also along the lines, your ribs are now broken, man. You just had a vampire fly at you full pelt through a window.
Now, that's Erzabeth, but it's not Hecate, or however you say it.
No,
it's not Hecate, no.
Thank you.
This is the thing, it's not just a vampire film, this isn't. It's a ghost story. Like the next segment, when in the present, it's very much a bit like Poltergeist to some extent. But then also you've got the underground, underneath of it all, you have Hecate, you know, the witches, the hags. It's like...
Is it Hecate or Hecate?
Hecate, I think.
I've always said Hecate.
Yeah.
It seems like that where you can't, like, I want to know how to pronounce something. I want to have to think about it.
Right. Just Wheaton called her Hecate, therefore it's Hecate.
Well, Wheaton rules all, I guess.
Yes.
Well, even Wheaton. Will Wheaton rules all as well?
No, Wheaton, not Wheaton.
I know, but either way.
Will Wheaton.
Either one rules.
Oh, look, Broom's old again.
Either that or that was a hell of a night.
Well, you know, Broom, he's a party animal. There's no way around it. His parties with harems at the BPRD headquarters are legendary. The coke and blow parties he had in the 70s, forget about it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, he runs into so many succubus, he's going to have to taste it a little.
He's doing line off Roger the Homunculus' ass.
Oh, God!
I love Roger.
Roger, the first time I saw him, I just... What? That's all I can think. What the fuck is that? And I had to, like, go look it up and everything. I was like, okay.
I can just see him also getting Liz to say, can you light my bong, please? Yo, light the bong, Liz.
I remember being slightly bothered that she didn't look as much like Liz in the... I just felt like she should have had black hair.
Mm.
But other than that, it's a minor thing. But here's Hellboy with donuts.
Yep.
I do like this. This is the, you were saying about the characters and everything like that. This whole little scene shows it.
Yeah.
Assume they're talking about some sort of creature, some sort of mission they're on. And no, they're talking about where the best
donuts
they got.
Mm-hmm.
It's a workplace comedy.
Yeah. But you're saying Whedon. Again, I think it's very much in that same theme. I'm not saying Whedon is the creator of it all, but there's a lot of writers out there who are good writers who have this character interaction juxtaposed with oddness that just sort of do it for me.
Well, that's what things like this have to have, these moments, because you have to relate to them as people.
Mm.
Even though they're different, they're still people, you know what I mean? And it's, you have these moments that make you able to relate to them, you know, and I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, but surprisingly, not very often it happens. You see it when they have the oddness, it's usually played straight.
Yeah.
And you don't usually have that human nature. They focus too much on the inhuman aspects. You know, most of the mainstream stuff is of that type. That's why Whedon done so well in television, I feel, because mm-hmm. he did that. And this is why I think Hellboy's done so well as a comic, because it has it in comic form, which isn't in very often elsewhere.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. Like, there's one film that does it really well is Usual Suspects, because those guys, there's nobody in that film you should like at all.
No.
But you have that brilliant lineup scene where they just have that silly moment of them being stupid with the line they're supposed to read.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't even written like that. It was because Singer couldn't get a straight take out of them. And they did, like, so many takes. And plus, Del Toro, Benicio this time, was actually farting while they were doing it, making the other guys laugh.
Yeah, I've heard this.
My hand to God. And so they couldn't get a straight take out of them. So Singer said, fuck it, I'm going to use one of these. And it ended up being brilliant because you see them in a human light.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of monstrous, you know, I mean, and what they do and stuff. So.
Well, it's the old thing. Nobody's one thing all the time. We're all nuanced.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's like, but as I say, not many people get it. Not many. It's rare to see it work.
Well, it's the ability to actually write, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the ability to not just take a story and go from point A to point B, but to meander and enjoy the journey as well.
Yes. And that's why, like you just there, you had the little thing, I think you should do this. It's why you have that meandering, then you have a plot point of that, but it's not a proper plot point. It's a bit of a mystery in there. It's good writing. That's basically it. It's good writing.
Yeah.
And there's Nick Fury.
I love this scene where he's like, I'm in charge, you're going here, you're going here, you're going there. And the professor's just like, well, maybe we should all do this.
And it's not like he says, it's like, okay, that sounds like an idea.
No, you see the balance of power, who's actually in charge.
Yeah.
Well, Broom's not going to get ruffled or anything. He's just going to be like, that's one way of doing it. But let's do it this way.
Yeah. I would possibly suggest another way. He would never actually order anybody. He's so Nick.
Kind of like the end of Clue, where it's like, that's one way, but what about this? Or this is what really happened.
Clue's a great movie.
It is brilliant. Just watch that again with Stu. He'd never seen it.
Ah, oh, wow. Did you see the version you have of all the endings on?
Oh, yes. That's it. And that's the only way I ever saw it, because I didn't actually see it at the cinema.
Ah.
So, and I think that's the only way to see it. You have to see all three. Yeah.
Yeah. I do like this. This is lovely. It's got that, definitely got that lovely thing that Ron Perlman does of the paternal nature with him and her. It's just in his way, he just tones his voice.
Which is weird, because they're a couple, but he's also very, it's more of a protective thing, like, because they're a couple, I think.
Mm.
Or they're a couple in this, aren't they? Or is it not really touching?
Oh, no, I meant him and her, sorry. But yes, I see what you mean with Blair as well. Yes, I think they're in a couple in this as well.
It's unclear is what I'd say.
Yeah, it's not really, there's no point in focusing on it in these, so to speak, no. I think.
Yeah, they clearly have affection for each other, but whether or not they're actually together, it's a bit murky.
And you don't need that sort of, because even within the context of the regular, even if they weren't going out or anything like that, he would still do anything to save her.
Yeah.
You know, he'd do that, if to be honest, he'd do that for most of the team.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, they're nice. Very much a family.
Yeah.
I've always liked the animation style. If somebody has glasses, they no longer have eyes.
It reminds me, to be honest, it will come up later. It's very Gargoyles at times. I'm getting a Gargoyles
one. Oh, yeah, I can kind of see that with her. Yeah,
and also, particularly when you get to the house and the guy who owns the house, he opens the door and I'm thinking, that's what's the name from Gargoyles? That's the main semi-bad guy.
Yeah, there's Perry Gilpin.
Yeah, which you can tell from the voice, yeah.
Yeah.
Abe is just such a cool idea. How do you come up with something like that? We've got a fish man.
I know. Who's like, I just love his origins too. Like, he's just found and it was like, what was it, Lincoln's birthday or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just found just in a tank.
So fucking cool. And he's got his own line now. Yeah, or coming out or something, his own comic.
Oh, he's had a few of his own lines for a while, though, hasn't he? Because I think he was the main one in BRPD for a while.
He was, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
BPRD.
BRPD, yeah.
I always do that, too. I always say research and...
defense.
Instead of defense, I want to say something else. What does R&D usually stand for?
Research and development.
Development, yeah. I always wanted to say development before. It's like, no, it's defense.
We're in the middle of the second flashback now, and I think this time we didn't do it in the first one. They definitely called it as a flashback, not through 1939 or whatever, but they went black and white for a second, didn't they?
Yeah.
Night to colour, which they didn't do in the first one. And I think it's just an interesting way of throwing it again.
Yeah, and we've also got more information now because we know that the professor looks different and he's on a plane.
Yeah.
So
you needed that sort of like first bit to tell. He wakes up. He was dreaming in the first one. This is more a traditional flashback.
Mm. That guy's got quite the chin.
A hell of a chest.
Yeah.
He's Sentinel Prime. No.
Look at his hand shaking. He's holding that cross so tight. It's like, oh, Lord.
Now, that little thing about faith is good. I like that. It was never really pulled up within too many things, but first time I actually came across the idea of faith rather than the cross was in Doctor Who, The Curse of Fenric, where it's the faith which propels them, not the object.
Yeah.
So you can have faith in anything, and that's the sort of the thing that
popped up. I have seen the Star of David being used.
Mm. When in Curse of Fenric, Guy uses the... there's a load of Russians, and he uses the star, the Russian star on his hat.
Yeah.
As the symbol.
Oh, is that the one with, like, the Viking curse or
yes.
whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I haven't seen a lot of McCoy's stuff, but I have seen that one.
Yeah, that is one of my all-time favourite Doctor Who's.
It's kind of, if you're going to see only a handful of McCoy's, it's definitely one you have to see.
Oh, yes. But yeah, this is the guy I was thinking. I've forgotten his name now. The guy from Gargoyles. He's the bad guy from Gargoyles. Even sounds like him a little, even though it isn't him out of Star Trek.
You mean Michael Dorn? The one that
There's God. Oh, what's his name? Riker.
Well, again, they did have most of the TNG cast.
Yeah, Riker. Girls. It was Riker who played the character for.
Jonathan Frakes. Mm.
Human metal detector. That's good.
Oh, they leave Hellboy to carry all the stuff. Because they're the freaks and they have to work.
To be fair, it's probably a lot easier for him.
Yeah. I do also like you were saying about Abe. I'd like the design of Abe because his gills, especially in this, look like Shakespearean frills.
Yeah, looks like wearing a ruff.
Yeah, it's like a rough. It's all I've even noticed it in the comic books. It looks like you say, a rough. It's like it's freaky.
I'm getting a real Ghostbusters vibe from this.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of how whenever the backs turn, one goes past. It's like what?
I was saying I felt more, I say, Poltergeist type thing, of the weird things happening around. I said, like later, we've got a ghost. It's not like, we've got a ghost. It's like, we've got a ghost. Yeah, definitely a ghost. Oh, we got more than one. Oh, well.
He's so cynical.
What gets me? What's made him like this? Because you know, like you see all the back. He's had a loving childhood. The prof has really brought him up as his child. He's had a loving childhood, and while he's seen a load of shit happening, he's always had it done in good humour, as it were. He doesn't take things seriously, but it's not that cynical. I always wonder where it came from in the character.
I think it's just his nature that he's very sarcastic and he's very... plus, he does know, and I always get the sense that he's known from a young age on some level, that he is ultimately the destruction.
At least to see the destruction.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's probably there kind of colouring his... whether he realises it or not.
Possibly, yeah. But it's just...
this... Sorry.
No, you do. Go for it.
Well, at this point, we have to assume that he's been through the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So he knows that he's the right hand of doom. He's going to unlock the apocalypse, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd assume the first film. I was going to say there's the character. But no, even in the first film, they suggested they'd been working together before the first film.
Yeah.
But anyway. Mm-hmm.
Is this new guy Roger as well?
Hmm?
Is this guy called Roger as well? I forget.
Oh, God.
Having a brain fart, because he's like the new guy on the
team. Yeah, he's new guy.
Because going back to
no,
Roger
the Homunculus. No, Sidney Leech.
Oh, that's it, Sidney Leech, yeah. Because Roger the Homunculus, it's like, Homunculuses aren't they by nature like miniature? They're like, it's like a perfectly formed small guy.
Yeah, but I suppose that's how they're...
Roger was huge, so I always thought the name was a bit odd.
It depends which kind of religion or region you live in. They're different sizes, they're different shapes. If you go for the kind of Jewish thing, they're generally golems, which are huge.
I was going to say, he's kind of a golem, though, isn't he? So it's that's true.
They're kind of soul jars. I mean, if you go for the Pratchett version, the golems are huge and they have a chem in their head which tells them what to do.
Yeah. Well, the golem is a Jewish word, but it's the homunculus is more of the Latin version of the same creature.
Yeah. It's a man made of clay or earth, essentially.
Yeah.
I just remember Sheldon's definition of it on Big Bang, because he refers to Leonard as an homunculus, and Penny's like, what is that? He's like, it's just a perfectly formed human, miniature human or something like that. And she's like, oh, you're my little homunculus.
I think... In popular culture, it's become to be the smaller thing, and the golem's going to be the bigger thing. Mostly because how it's been done in little cultures, like things like subspecies, things like general witches' tales. You have the familiars and the homunculi.
Homunculi.
The old spinning knife trick.
I like faces. I'm not going to hurt you unless you make me. that much blood's never good.
A skeletal ghost is never good.
Hello.
I died and then they took my face.
They took my face, Justin.
Why won't my baby drink his milk, Justin?
Oh, God.
Bees, Hellboy. The bees.
Love Broom's hair. Changes direction that it's pointing with a slight turn of his head.
I like it. Yeah, I do like this. He just smiles a little just as he sees him. I love the relationship in this.
Yeah, one of my favorite things ever related to Hellboy is the opening of the second film with the young Hellboy, and he's watching Howdy Doody.
My favorite thing about
Hellboy... Mr. Deedy Doo-Doo needs to go to... And he's like, but he's real, Pop!
Clean his teeth asking questions.
Yes.
That's really. Like when he goes into his room with all the cats.
Yes.
Awesome.
Like when they have the fight at the beginning of the second film, and then he lifts up the thing. He's like, okay, Mom and Dad are done fighting. You can come out.
Yes.
And then, and they never explain it. It's just, like, again, it's a character thing. He has cats. Deal with it.
He's cats. He's a crazy cat guy.
He's a cat person. That's all it is.
But, you know, a not as good writer in any way would try to highlight it and make it part of the character. You know, mate, just make an issue of it. No, that's it.
I like the line here where he says, we could have used wired things, these things would be better. He says, yeah, we haven't used wires since somebody was hung from them.
That would be well, yeah.
Okay, Wi-Fi is then.
Which, to be honest, makes me think, the geek in me thinks, if you're going to have EM... ghost things, that's going to mean more issues, but that's just person in me.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi is down, the spirits are restless.
they don't know the Wi-Fi code, the ghosts are trying to get on the internet. we've locked the Wi-Fi with a code, the ghosts are restless.
So that you're just saying they're restless only because they can't get on the internet.
They can't get free internet.
Aww. This is very Poltergeist-ish to me, this film.
Yeah.
They're everywhere!
And the other thing is, they're everywhere! Where they go? Ah!
The wolves are no barrier to them! Yeah, they're ghosts.
They walk through the couch! I don't understand!
I love it. They're not really freaking. I love that. This shows that they've been through it. The only the new guy freaks a bit, only because he wants to get his coffee out of the way. it's like, a coffee.
And his power, so to speak, his uniqueness is that he detects metal, doesn't he?
Yes.
Sydney. So I thought that was a bit unusual, but.
Just a one trick pony, which has only one real plot point later on.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like that. The only reason that character's in this.
Well, you needed a new boy, I think. You still always needed a little bit of a new boy in these things.
You need someone that can explain things to.
Exactly. You need somebody who doesn't know exactly. Yeah.
Companion, yeah, like the Doctor Who companions. Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, but the exposition guy. The guy things need to be explained to.
Person going, I don't understand. Why is this shit on the floor?
Who's going to be paying for that floor? I just had it cleaned. I'd be getting out the circle if I were you. Circles are never good.
Well, depends. If it's a circle of salt, that's supposed to protect you from evil.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Instill it with a bit of willing, you're protected.
This guy's a little too nonchalant about the whole thing. Oh, yeah, the Hungarian prince of whatever.
At this point, I always feel like later on Scooby's going to take off the mask and he's going to be underneath it. He has that attitude.
And then he's going to bitch about those meddling kids from the BPRD.
They should do a crossover or some sort of homage to Scooby.
Oh my god.
He just have help.
Jinkies! Or help. I just see Velma like, Jinkies, what are you to Hellboy? And he's like,
or Hellboy goes,
oh god.
Oh crap!
No, you'd have to have them all there. You'd have to be a combination of the two, not.
Yeah. Even Scrappy?
Oh god, fuck you. No. He doesn't exist in my world.
That's not good. You keeping the torture equipment around.
No, this is definitely a third date room.
Yikes! It's the room that determines the course of the relationship at that point.
Yeah,
we all have them. Not the torture equipment. I mean the room.
You want to clarify that a little bit, Paul? For me, it would be a Lego room, maybe.
Exactly. For me, it's...
thankfully, my fiance is right there with me and wanting like a whole wing of the house to being devoted to Lego.
Made of Lego.
Yeah, built out of Lego.
God, even better. Yeah. Where'd you get these shelves? We built them out of Lego.
Yes, we went to IKEA and built that as well.
Stu loves to build flat pack.
How did the thieves get in? We think they're a debricking tool.
They had a lighter. They melted their way in.
Oh, those bastards.
That is a great reveal, because you see her come gliding out.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Yeah. Broom has that look on his face of bricking it a little bit. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Liz is about to bitch slap her.
It's a good likeness for a wax model.
The advantage of being a cartoon.
That guy, because we've already had him earlier, you know, he's like, he's screwed.
He knows more than he's saying.
It's like, who's that old guy? I recognize that guy.
Shouldn't he be having maybe a collar on?
Perhaps.
A dog collar in more ways than one.
Oh, Lord. Flashback. This one, again, this didn't really have any kind of transition.
No, it's
a flashback.
This one's a little bit sepia, though. That's interesting. Well, maybe they're trying different effects for each flashback. Maybe. I don't know. As usual, I'm probably dreaming too much into it. Damn these vampires and things regarding that. They're good with candles.
Oh, my goodness. Don't you hate those candles that burn down out of nothing? Down to nothing out of nowhere. It's like,
who let the
it.
Dogs out? Who?
Oh, Paul.
I fell and I can't get up. I dreamed of werewolves last night.
I bet he's feeling a right cassock now. You shouldn't be in there. It's the house of God. She's not wearing a bra.
Oh, Jesus. How is she getting that kind of lift then?
The very tight dress.
Vampire
cleavage?
Yeah. You know how vampires can fly?
Yep, they just keep constantly.
It's another power you get when you're a vampire. You're not only strong, but you get amazing cleavage.
What happens if you're a man and you got moobs? I don't want an amazing cleavage.
It would be just for the female vampires, of course.
Oh, right, that's all right then.
You never see an unsexy vampire, do you?
I would say watch From Dusk Till Dawn.
And
they're very unsexy in that. Of course, you have the very sexy Selma Hayek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the vampires are not sexy at all.
Not even when not seeing when they've got the vamp face on, even when they're human being looking. They're not that good.
Yeah.
He meant to have a scar on his nose.
Huh. That before, maybe.
I don't know. He's just a grade A douchebag.
Oh yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
You could tell by the evil goatee of evilness.
Kind of looks like Dante from Clerks there.
A little bit, yeah. You know, it's the full moon.
Like, I wasn't supposed to be here today. It looked like there was something moving behind him just there.
Oh,
he was on the...
never noticed that. I might have to go back and check.
Maybe it was the curtains flowing or something.
Oh. Someone's on the sonar. It's the Red October.
I like how Hellboy's tail takes up its own half of the couch.
I'm just glad he can control it.
I wonder if it's like if you touch the end of it, it flips out like a cat's tail does.
Yeah.
Almost like it's another creature.
His own nerve endings and stuff.
I'm a plot point. I'll go with you.
I'm not wearing a red shirt. No, I am a red shirt. That's a point. Hellboy is a red shirt because he's all red.
I was gonna say, he's kind of a red shirt anyway, and he's not going to die. So.
No. Scary women.
That didn't look like a human hand.
It's never a good sign.
No.
They're not very good looking people, really.
I was going to say, aren't they pretty?
Yeah.
I mean, this is your typical harpies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harpies, hags, whatever you want to call them. Well, I think we've also got the trio of the witches and Hecate, you know, three faces. Thing is, though, in that case, wouldn't you have one as a maiden, one as the mother, one as the hag? I'm confused. I'm being too much into this.
It's different, isn't it? I mean, there's so many interpretations of these things. There is no one definitive answer.
Because in one mythology, they're also Gorgons.
Yeah.
It's really down to just the people behind it. Like, they might just be going, I like this aspect of this. I'm going to use this. I'm not going to use that because I don't care for that. Yeah, just picking and choosing what they want to use, or, you know, to kind of make it their own.
Indeed. I just I just read too much.
I mean, the other belief is that when there is only two, that they recruit a third.
That's true.
Come here, look upon our hideousness. We will scare you.
I used to work for a guy, he was tall, he sent us to Mars, and now we're small. Subtle reference.
I didn't get that one at all.
It was a Phantasm reference.
He sent us to Mars? Oh, yeah. And we came back and he shoved us in a barrel.
Yeah. He was tight. Again, an unsort of heralded flashback, this, isn't it? Again, I do like it, but it throws you off. It really does. She's got red eyes.
Things are not going to go well here.
No.
See, tempt the lady in with a pretty dress.
And she's got a tiny hat on. Hanging on the back of her hair for some reason. Oh dear, the baby's even killed. That's not good.
Yeah.
She's got weird wing hair.
Slightly bangish. Is that one holding you up? Is this to see your face? No, it's to see your neck.
Just the way she moved her hands too when she said, oh my god, or whatever. It's like, look at my cleavage. I have vampire's cleavage.
I like these wolves on the roof and just chilling out.
It's almost like they're kind of cat-like, and I'm going to chill. I'm doing what I
want to do. They're not exactly threatening. They're just sort of presence, if you know what I mean.
They keep flashing back to them, though, so you know they're kind of important.
Yeah. And it's gone. Oh, spooky lightning. And she hasn't noticed the spooky lightning.
No, for some reason she has pays no note of it. She's too taken in by the dress.
You have to put that dress on without taking the hat off.
Jeez. What did you say, Tricky?
How did she get the dress on without taking the hat off?
It probably zips up the back or something.
Possibly.
We'll have no reflection! All pupils!
Took her a while. She's like, pretty dress. Pretty. I'm going to stroke the sleeves. Pretty dress. Oh, shit, something's going on. Back to the present day.
Yes. Still wolves in the room. Yeah.
Where can I find Rentakill? A Rentakill that deals with wolves. Yes.
And it's like, you think rats are a bad infestation? We're thinking fucking werewolves coming in.
But the
size of the traps needed alone.
Yeah, you beat me to that one. Oh, you should see how much cheese we have to buy. Jesus Christ.
And there's no hiding those traps because they're massive. Yes.
What do you mean you sell humane werewolf traps? Are you insane?
Are you going to tell us, old man?
Where's your collar, old man? Uh-oh.
They really need to sack that caretaker.
Yes, blood everywhere. It might not be blood, it might be jam. Either way, you're not cleaning up.
MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Don't you just want him to start going like...
That would be awesome. He's a human metal detector. Take him down to the beach.
If there is a third one, I want to find him on a beach. I've done my time. I'm not going back. But you're the best. We need you.
Says, don't you? He's like, he's just got his bare foot, bare, just rolling. It's like, don't you should? I thought you used your hands. I can use my feet.
I can use any part of my body.
I'll use my knob if I have to. Oh. Hey, baby, you want to see my metal detector?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a? I can tell you've got a piercing.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, imagine if you're a human metal detector and you have a piercing in general. That'd just throw you off, wouldn't it?
Just be beeping a lot.
Beep, 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 beep. Liz has the pointiest crown ever on a head, ever. She doesn't need to do that thing that women do where they... with the bump it in their hair to give the hair at the crown a lot of lift.
I just realised Bloom's going Super Saiyan.
I like how the one remarkably calm to say there's a big bath full of water in the corner, of blood in the corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my...
No! Going into the dark.
Oh, he's going to cry. He's crying.
We go bye-bye now. Why are they shutting the door behind them? Wouldn't it be better to leave the door open just in case? Ah, oh, damn you, your torches. Bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me.
No.
They have a little, like, voodoo doll. Oh.
Not the runes.
I'm ruined now.
Ruined? You gonna have some cool whip? Say ruins. Ruins. What's wrong with this evening? It's ruined.
It's ruined.
Flashback. And here's where the priest fucks up.
Yeah.
Well, here is where he messes up quite a few places.
Here's the rub, though. Here's, like, where you go. Okay. Jeebus will save you. No.
Hey, baby, why don't you go down to the dressmakers and slip out of those clothes?
I'm heard they're so good you can even leave your hat on. Oh, God. You can leave your hat on.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You're going to kick yourself later, dude.
Just a little bit. He looks so happy there. And then, no, not happy. Oh, it's Broom. Look at that.
I'm looking for a few good men.
The shit's going down and I need your help, bro.
I need a priest.
I need a young priest and an old priest.
We are really throwing the references out this evening.
I have to say that every time Jesus. Damn you, Mike Myers. That's all I can say.
It's dark outside and yet there's light coming through the stained glass.
That's very true.
It's magical stained glass. It's been blessed by Jeebus and it throws the light its own self.
The holy light of Jeebus.
Yes. That is a bit weird. It's even drawn so it looks like sun is coming. You know, it's sunlight. The rays are coming through the windows and
yeah,
stuff.
That's true. He's not looking well now. He needed some shampoo there.
I love how Liz is just like, fine, I'll set it on fire.
Man, this is a strong werewolf.
Hellboy's just like, not another werewolf. I'm so sick of goddamn werewolves.
I do love that he tends to be very blasé about fights.
Mm.
Of course, the infamous result of, like, from the first film, like, how big can it be?
Yeah.
Tentacle.
Just get whipped down the corridor, yeah.
Yeah.
So even when it does get worse, it's like his solution, bigger gun!
Yeah. Big baby.
Yeah. Follow those films.
Yeah, it's like, the lady's like, my kittens! He's like, oh god, lady, you're killing me. But I love cats, so I will save them. I still love when he says, what does he say at the end of the first one? I'm gonna be sore in the morning.
Ah, the hags wanted sushi.
Oh, no, they've gone experiment on it because it's a fish man. Maybe they're...
Maybe they're going to torture him. They're going to go, tomato sauce.
They're almost identical. This sharp's the sharp stabbing item. No,
this one has
this
slightly
one.
Sharper barbs than...
This one's barbs at a 45 degree angle.
Oh, that's number 8. We wanted a number 9.
I like this fight is like all red, and then the stuff with Abe is more like the colors he is. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it's red and blue is their cool signs, aren't they, as well?
Yeah.
Hellboy all naked.
Big red.
No, he's got pants. Sorry.
it's a bit hulky.
Deer beats werewolf.
That's one fight you didn't expect.
There's like a werewolf like card game, you know. You throw...
I'd have stagged my reputation on this.
Yeah, oh, you put that horns of elk. The horns of elk card, oh lord.
Super effective against
Do your thing, bro.
What did you do that to?
Oh my god! The reveal!
He was the prince.
What?
I do like... She can make little ball lightning. I do like that.
That's so cool. It would be kind of awesome. You could just, like... It would be just awesome for cooking and baking, I think. Anybody want s'mores? Hell yeah.
It's Jubilee done right.
Say that again?
Jubilee done right.
Ah. Oh, Jubilee. Jubilation Lee, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, don't get me started.
The only X-Men more annoying is Dazzler. Dazzler.
But Dazzler...
Dazzler's a pop star, she's fine, leave her alone.
Yes, and she's so powerful. She's one of the most powerful creatures in the universe, apparently.
I don't know.
That's quite a nice stance. The gun, back to back. We're gonna do it. It's like back to back, right? It's like, hang on, what weapons the doc got?
Yeah, I was gonna say broom's not really, you know.
Right, it's this typical, like, we'll protect each other's back. I can't protect you. I'm just going to stand here.
He's coming. He's still coming.
I have a bag.
He's closer.
I have my man purse. What, I don't know what I have in it. Maybe some Twinkies? I don't know.
Moisturizer. Shaving kit.
Shower gel.
I have my axe. Unfortunately, it's children.
I have axe, but it doesn't work that way.
That was nice. I like that. It was like, suddenly she's right on top of you.
Why has nobody done that Lord of the Rings parody for a commercial?
I don't know.
You have my axe.
Wasn't it called Lynx over there?
Yeah.
I
was wondering where the reference you were going. I was like, Lynx Axe? Is that new brand? Into the world?
No, it's just the American version.
Ah.
No, Lynx is called Axe over here.
I didn't know that. I was.
Yeah, AXE, yeah. Because I was like, what the hell's Lynx? And Stu was like, oh, it's like Axe. Because he uses it. He uses the Lynx stuff. Suddenly we're flying.
You are flying, hair vampire. You saw right beneath you.
It'd be funny if Bruce woke up and just went, Peter, is that you?
Second star to the
Where's
right.
Wendy?
That's where it's going, tickle, tickle, tickle.
That ain't pixie dust.
That look on the douchebag's face. Just like, oh, why am I dead? It's a total thing. Like, oh, he does have eyes. Amazing.
Yeah. Keeps them well hidden.
They just disappear when he puts his glasses on. Everybody's floaty, floaty. And dreamy, dreamy.
They all float down here.
They all float down here, Georgie.
You've got Ghost Riders behind you.
They're not flaming, though.
They're not all gay.
I'm a fabulous spirit of vengeance, don't you know? I'm going to whip you and whip you till you give in. Then I'm going to give you the penance stare. Yeah.
I'm Danny Cage.
Look, even looking like that, she has boobies. What's up with that?
I'm just so sorry. It works. Ghost Rider, he wears leather. He's...
Oh, Lord.
There's a lot of flaming chains.
He's the one that should yell, flame on!
Flame on!
Fabulous.
Vengeance!
I like the idea of him not being gay, just being flamboyant.
He's just very metrosexual.
Yeah. He's very comfortable in his skin. If he had skin.
Yeah.
She's all kinds of naked.
He's just cool. He just likes the way he looks and things, yeah. You know. There you go, where? The hair, no nipples.
Exactly, where are her nipples?
Again, vampire thing.
Because then children couldn't watch this. Then they'd have to give it like a rating.
Oh, sorry, you go.
I would guess so, but when she rises up, yeah. And the hair is obviously trying to cover something.
Yeah, right exactly. There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, right, yeah, it's like, what the hell?
She's got some nasty split ends as well.
Well, she's plainly not back to her usual form yet.
She needs some Pantene, or Pantene as it's pronounced in the UK.
Don't.
Leave me alone.
Damn squids!
Why do they have to be snakes? I hate snakes.
Get off.
Hellboy don't give a shit about no snakes. He just punch him in the face. Damn dirty snakes killed my father.
I'd like to see macrame them together.
These snakes good at climbing.
Yeah, which is funny. What did Andy said in the chat last night? Said something like snakes are...
Snakes are freaky because they can swim, yet they have no arms and legs.
Yeah, he was freaked out about that, but he said something like snakes are dumb animals and they need to be killed or something.
They need to go away. That's why I would shout if they came at me. I would just say, hey, snake, go away.
Yeah, I ended up quoting him. It was too funny.
Yes, giving a shout out to one of our fellow podcasters there, Andy Cobra Commander. Go listen to him on the
Moonbase. The Middleman.
The Middleman. Go listen to him on the Moonbase.
He's no Mikey.
Abe is bleeding. He bleeds blue. It's scary.
So he's been stabbed and gouged in the stomach, but he's still the man. He can kick ass still.
Yeah, Abe can take a lot. That's what I love about Abe. He's got such a quiet nature, but he's so strong.
A bit ninja-ish.
In so many ways.
He's a bit ninja type, really.
Yeah, he's kind of quiet. He seems a bit stoic, but you get the sense that he cares very deeply about. That's why the second one always gets me at the end. Second film.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he says, like, because you have the brilliant thing with him singing Barry Manilow. He's like, I can't cry. And I can't smile, you know. And then at the end, he does actually cry over her. And it's like, oh. Yeah. But Drunk Abe and Drunk Hellboy is one of the greatest things ever.
Spread your wings and fly away. That's going to hurt on your back.
God, no doubt. That seemed a bit brutal.
Even, and then the fall, he can take a lot. Let's leave it there.
Yeah, his physiology is never explained. For all we know, he has actually got bones.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the beauty of Abe. It's like...
He could be like Kif from Futurama and just be a series of fluid-filled sacks.
He's a bit ballsier than Kif, though.
Yeah. No, Kif's completely bald.
Ballsy. No.
Ballsier.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
But Kif is good when he wants to be.
I like when he hyperventilates. He's great.
Yeah.
He's just always making noises like... He's so disgusted with Zach. Mm-hmm. They all burning it, busting into flames. Yeah. They're all flaming.
She's a bit of a wooden trick pony.
She is, but it's a pretty damn good trick.
Yeah, unless you stood next to her.
That's why she and Hellboy are perfect together, because the flames don't bother him.
He's fireproof.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that Abe's not bothered.
She's got it under control enough and it's dying away now.
Yeah. My goodness. That must have smelled terrible.
No, it's only wet fur that's a problem, not burning fur.
Burning hair and flesh. Ugh.
Think is barbecue.
No. Would you like some barbecued werewolf for dinner?
Well, to be honest, considering what's in our meat over here, could still be that.
New Findus lasagna.
10% werewolf.
Was it Findus? Is that the name? And then it said, like...
It's all...
Findus beef lasagna. Yeah, find us.
It's all horse. Which doesn't bother me, being topical, people, doesn't bother me. I will say this now. I want to try horse. And I probably have, by the sound of it.
It's just trade descriptions, basically. It's just not selling what they're saying they're selling.
Indeed, yes.
That's the issue I would have with it, that it's just being deceitful. Mm.
Yeah.
And here we go. The lovely dove. This is one hell of a bath. This is... Now you want the flake music playing on.
All of you layers, really, come on.
Look at them boobies.
See, it's not vampire powers. It's blood that obviously keeps the boobs afloat.
I like my women like I like my steak, covered in blood.
Steak tartare. Like
magically covering up all the boobs and
Indeed,
stuff. Yes. Something's going to go wrong here, though, I think.
It's not good.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Ha-ha.
Some people never learn.
The lesson learned is don't fuck with broom.
Gotcha.
Look, the ghost face, the skull faces looked happy. Like, ha ha, you suck, you're dying. Broom's got some strength for an old fart.
He does. He didn't even step. It's not like he took the shot. He's just like,
just held it in place. Yeah. He's that good.
Yeah, it was like even when a young guy, he could take a full shot from a vampire phone through a window. He's like, I could take this shit.
We approve.
Thing is, like, how can you be certain she's dead that time? Seriously, because you did that the first time?
Yeah, exactly. I always kind of wondered about that, too. Well, oh, my goodness. There was people all along. Holy cow.
Ghosts is people.
ghosts as people too.
No, she's not dead. You can't kill.
That is not dead, which you can't. No, that's something.
You can just kind of make her go dormant, can't you?
Yeah.
A little bit of blood, little virgin sacrifice. They're all back again.
And there goes the bride.
She's like, thank you, Mr. Broom.
Hey, werewolf boy. Hey, is Anakin going to turn up soon?
Jesus. Anakin instead of whomever played him in the...
Yeah, it depends which version we've got.
Yeah,
Lucas redoes the cartoon.
Hellboy's entrance.
That's Hayden Christensen.
His entrance is as subtle as ever.
Yeah. I'm sick of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking mansion.
Just stop it! I like the thing he just goes...
You know what? Gone. Going back to that conversation that didn't... The Hecate or whatever didn't have nipples. Like, he doesn't have them either, for that matter, so... Kind of funky.
I can sort of see it on Hellboy, and if you're going to be... Because he's not human, as it were.
But he definitely has them in the film.
That's true.
Yeah, when your torture devices are coming to life, you're having a bad day.
Definitely a third day room.
Heavy metal.
All I can hear is Maiden. Maiden.
Bring your daughter to Starla.
That always makes me think of put them in the Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden. Awesome. Execute them. And then he just goes, execute them.
Yes.
Whoa, bogus.
Bill and Ted, so underrated.
The second film is much better than the first.
See, I never liked the second one, so. Best but I haven't seen either of them in ages. I don't think they'd hold up for me.
It's got Station in it. Station's
no.
Awesome.
Death. Best 2 out of 3.
Station.
Station.
Yeah. The two aliens who run into each other and become a big alien.
Oh.
And then build the robots. Oh.
But with a good robot assist.
Yes. Poor Hellboy.
You just woke me up. I was knocked out and not slamming against it. You woke me up. That's never a good thing.
He definitely needs a vacation after this.
See, if Hellboy goes on vacation, where would he go? Oh dear. That's not
wherever the fuck he wants to.
See, do you just...
Who's going to stop him?
I'm
here at Mardi Gras. Hellboy wearing shitloads of beads.
I could see him going to Japan. They'd probably just think he was awesome.
Oh, they'd wish him like a god.
Oh, Hellboy, fan number one. Yeah. And they give him, like, a Hellboy doll that they made.
That's a good question. Are there action figures for this?
There are, actually. I think there's some Staction-type things for the animated.
Right.
Specifically from these animated things?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure I've seen
them. Oh, I did not know that.
Little statuettes, I'm pretty sure I've seen them.
Ooh.
Not figures, as I say, just little.
Yeah, I need some sort of Hellboy figure. I should really have one of some sort. Oh god, if they'd only do Hellboy Lego, I would just be...
That really would be pushing it, I think.
Oh, it won't happen, but my god, I think I would have an orgasm if it did.
Well, it's a miracle we're getting Back to the Future as it is soon.
It's gonna be Back to the Future Lego?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I don't know, I can see it, still looking for more and more properties to just expand it out into.
Mm.
And this is a licensable property.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not exactly.
But my only thing is, like, would they deem it not suitable for children?
Exactly,
yeah. That was Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a cartoon.
Yeah, that's true. And you look at some of the stuff that's in, like, Lord of the Rings and stuff, it's kind of like, whoa, that's a little bit heavy.
Oh, yeah.
But Wee Frodo says, no, no, it's all good. Yes.
Frodo!
He's a tiny, tiny Lego man. He's, like, maybe 2 inches, if that.
You know, as hobbits, they don't like talking about their size.
doesn't have giant hairy feet, though. But he did ask for 11s and seconds and all this stuff today. I was like, shut up, Frodo.
Second breakfast.
Eighth breakfast. No.
That's one way to deal with one thing that's falling down on fire. Make it more on fire.
It's Liz's way.
It's like, what? This thing's on fire. What do we do? Burn it more. My hand's on fire. Hey, up. They're going to have to call the Zord soon. She keeps growing. She keeps growing. She's made of metal. Stabbing her with things that are metal as well isn't going to work.
Yeah. I'll shoot it in the face. That'll work.
She's just throwing everybody around now. Yeah. She's not very nice.
Yeah.
I love the scale of the gun.
I do like the fact
he picked that up way too easy with one hand.
Yeah. I do make me go, you had a lovely uppercut from Hellboy then. It was like, Tiger uppercut! didn't phase her that much, but it was just like, oh, you bastard! Ooh, I always like that. It's like, how many walls did he go through?
18.
He's still flying.
Yeah. He's going to wind up on the other side of the earth.
Coming back round the other way. Ouch.
I like how the shit's falling off the walls before he even hits it.
Oh no, he's bleeding.
That's not his blood. Oh, maybe it is.
Nobody makes him bleed his own blood, damn it. Very massive thing in the shoulder. Massive thing, and he just pulls it out.
Yeah. I got an ouchie.
It's just a flesh wound.
She keeps morphing.
It's like, why won't you die, you nippleless bitch? She's very Medusa-like there.
Mm.
Yeah.
In this bit.
Oh, look, it's daytime.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, hey. Sunlight, just what I need to get rid of this bitch. Oh, dear.
She doesn't like getting a tan.
She doesn't want to look. She doesn't want to age. So she stays out of the sun and uses a lot of sunblock.
She's allergic to vitamin D. See, that would be a nice callback to the beginning, but I think that was the intention, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'll do it my way.
You mean a callback to Broom going out the window? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then it was like, but there's no window there, but I'll make a window.
Yeah, exactly. There's always a window when Hellboy's around.
No, that really.
There's always potential for a window, anyway.
You want renovation? You want renovation? I'll give you a renovation.
That's what Hellboy could do. If when he leaves the BPRD, he could become a construction guy. Yeah, contract. Big time. Stakes like. I'm not fucking with him anymore.
And the last hag goes, I'm gonna fly away. Nobody's
a... It looks like it was flying in slow motion a little bit.
It's like, I think it's trying to sneak away, going, sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
Flashback. Last one.
Just packing. Might be my traveling flask.
Of course. For booze and or holy water.
I wonder if you could bless booze. It's still got water in it.
It's got holy whiskey.
This is my holy whiskey.
I'm going to bless it Is that holy water? No, vodka.
The guy with the collar in the bar last night blessed it. It's holy.
Foreshadowing.
It's the right hand of doom.
And I want the left hand of, oh, it's not so bad.
Left hand of heck.
The left hand of, oh, bother.
The left hand of splinters. Because they're really awful.
The left hand of a mild Indian burn.
So a little proper little bandage on his head, which is done the old classic cross bandage.
Yeah, I know. It's always like an X like that. It's like,
which never actually ever occurs.
I know. I've never seen anybody with a bandage like that.
Yeah, but you always see in cartoons and that.
He had a massive chest wound.
Yeah.
And there's no bandage there whatsoever.
Because it's all about the face with Hellboy. He doesn't care about the chest. Put the bandage on the face and head.
And there we have it.
That was a sloppy room.
He's still a teenager, don't forget, biologically.
That's true. He does seem to age a lot more slowly. So he's a stroppy teenager.
Yeah. He's writing poetry in black pen in black books. Right. Well, that was Hellboy. Blood and Iron, people. I will start this time with Tricky. What did you think of it?
As I said before, the story is kind of... You're not really surprised by anything you see. But it's how we get there. It's the interaction between Hellboy and the rest of the team. It's a thoroughly enjoyable watch.
Mm. I would argue that it's just something... Why it's not nothing that you wouldn't expect to see, they throw a lot at the screen. There is not just vampires.
Oh yeah.
There's a lots of mythology in this, which I kind of like. But like I say, it is how they deal with it. Animation style, do you think it works here?
I think, yeah. I mean, this, like anything else, you can kind of do what you want with any of it. As long as it's written well, you can get away with the animating of it.
What about you, Slick? What do you think? Does it bear up? Is it good? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I still, because seeing it again, it had been a while, and it's it holds up really well for me. I do, like Tricky said, it's not terribly territory, mm-hmm. but as we also discussed too, it's the characters. It's for me, I have my heart is so in the Hellboy world that just revisiting these people, it's like seeing old friends again.
Yeah,
as cheesy as that may sound. It's very comfortable and very like, oh God, yes, I just want to, you just want to step back into that world and see what's going on. Yeah. So it'll always have that appeal for me. And like the story, like, you know, not completely original, but the writing is good. And you have those wonderful moments with them that are more character driven, as Tricky pointed out. And it's like, that's always going to bring me in. And like you said, the animation, I do like it. I'm kind of picky about animation. If I aesthetically don't care for it, I have a hard time watching something. But this I do like. It's not like the greatest animation I've ever seen. But yeah, I really enjoy this. I'll always keep watching it. Heck. Please make more.
Yes, definitely.
Damn it.
I enjoy it. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And it definitely holds up for me. And I would definitely like to see more. If they did another one, would you want it to do a purely original one, or as is this one and the previous ones, have what story would you like to see covered, or would you want an original one?
Oh, wow.
Either of you.
Go Tricky, because you know the comics better than I do. There's probably a wealth of things they could pull from the comics, I would imagine.
It's problematic, because you have to decide where you're setting it. Because the continuity of the comics has become convoluted at the best. The BPRD has been busy with the War of Frogs for years.
Mm.
It's kind of come out the other side. That Liz has gone through a hell of a lot of changes. Yeah. If I was going to do anything, I'd keep it simple. I would do either Roger's kind of introduction or maybe some of Klaus's stuff.
I think the Roger's introduction idea is great. That's great.
I think if he set it sort of... I don't know. I'd want to see Klaus. I'd want Broom to still be around. So it's really difficult. I think you'd have to do like a... I'd love to see Rasputin. But it's just how you do it. I don't know. There's so much you could do with it. I mean, as I said before, you could do a mashup type thing where you kind of spin off into like Scooby-Doo or something.
Yeah.
There's so much you could do with it. I mean, you could do nothing with it. You could just have them enjoying a day out in a theme park.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That would be fucking amazing. I do like the idea of the whole like BPRT team being there, you know, where you'd have Roger, Hellboy, Abe, Liz, and Krause. Oh my god, yeah, bring Krause in. You know, and Broom.
Yep.
I do like that idea. I also am intrigued by the idea of Hellboy, you know, causing a stir in the line at Magic Mountain or something.
Yeah, you need to be this tall to get in.
It would just
be this small to ride this ride. What?
It fits anything you want to do with it. If you wanted to do like a Tiny Titans comic with it, you could do that. You could do Hellboy going to a little petting zoo where he's just petting all the little animals. These characters are strong enough to do just about whatever you want to do with them.
Yeah. There's a lot of existing canon you could pull from, but if it's that convoluted at this point, and plus you have the film, which may not jibe with the comics, so the films, I should say, might not, or might only jibe with some of the comics, if you will, you know, it's
yeah.
Kind of like what you pull from. But the, like Tricky said, the characters are so amazing, you could, if you just have a great idea for a story that would work with them, you know, investigating it or just going to check something out or whatever, you know, that would be really cool. It would just be down to the writing, you know?
Yeah, true. Very true. Okay. Well, unless, has anybody else got anything final to say about this film, or are you all Hellboyed out?
I don't think I'll ever be Hellboyed out, but yeah, I think I've said my piece.
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Fair enough. Right, people, do you want to pimp yourselves out from this show? Slick, where can we find you if people want to find you and hunt you down and find you and say hello to you?
I am on the Book of Face, and I'm on Twitter under Ms. Slick, M-S Slick, all one word. And hopefully the Random Phantom will come back soon.
Yay! It's cool. Tricky!
Yeah,
Tricky?
I'm at
Tricky1414.
Yeah, that's not irritating to him at all. I'm at Tricky1414 on Twitter. I'm starting another podcast because I killed Happy Hour.
No, you'd put it out of its misery. There's a difference.
I'm starting another podcast.
It's a mercy killing, really. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to discuss the hot topics of the week. So I'm going to be looking at Twitter and anybody who's ranting about something that they really want to talk about. I'm going to grab them and a few other people and discuss whatever the heated issues are.
So it's like Newsnight for geeks.
Kind of, yeah. But it's not really started yet. We're probably going to do something on Toy Fair. I'm just setting it up as we speak. So.
Good man, good man.
Yeah.
Just announced it fresh. It's a freshly squeezed podcast.
This is a scoop, people. This is a scoop.
Yeah,
I think we should do vampire cleavage, yay or nay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the irony is this: your show's probably going to be on before this comes out.
We'll see.
Either way, yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm sure we will look forward to that. Myself, I'm Paul Logan Blaze Anderson. You can find me online, Logan_Blaze on Twitter. You can find me here. You can find me on the Nerdsphere, where all of us hang around. Thank you very much for joining us, both of you. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Shut Up and Watch This. This has been Animation Domination. Sticking with it. And join us next time for some more funkiness. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
host for this evening, the hellish... Oh, fuckity fuck.
Nope, confused. Fallen at the first.